Ernest Cole, United States of America, New York City, 1971. Size, 41 centimeters by 51 centimeters with frame. Ernest Cole was a photographer from South Africa. His first works documented the everyday life of black Africans under the apartheid regime. Social inequalities, marginalization, discrimination. In 1966, Cole left for the United States. There he documented the lives of black Americans, mostly in New York City. His works feature portrayals of political events such as rallies and protests, as well as records of everyday life of the city, including street fashion. The vertically oriented color photograph shows two black Americans, a man and a woman, on a New York City street on a sunny day. They are shown in an American shot, from the knees up. They are embracing each other, they seem happy. Both of them are dressed in violet from top to bottom. The man is standing on the left. His face is turned directly towards the lens, but his eyes are hidden behind dark glasses. He has a pencil mustache and a short goatee. His mouth is slightly open. It looks like he is saying something. On his head, a violet-blue beret. He is wearing a shirt with a patterned violet-white front and solid-colored violet sleeves. The shirt is tucked into a pair of violet trousers. The man's right hand is tucked in his trouser pocket. His left arm is placed around the woman's back. His left palm is resting on her shoulder. The woman's face is shown in three-quarter view. She is turned slightly to the right. She is smiling and also seems to be saying something. Her hair is short, straight, meticulously styled. On top of her head, a pair of large sunglasses. In her ears, long, pink and violet earrings. The woman is wearing a summer sleeveless dress, tied on top of her neck with a plunging neckline and a flared skirt that ends slightly above her knees. On her neck, a long, thin gold chain with a small round medallion. Her right arm is wrapped around the man. In her left hand, she is holding a lit cigarette. Hanging on her left wrist is a white handbag that is partially out of frame. In the background, behind the couple, a large glass store window. The elegant beige letters on its upper part advertise the office of Abraham Klingoff, attorney. On the corner next to the window, a group of people are standing on the sidewalk. Among them, a tall black man wearing a bright yellow shirt. He is turned sideways to the foreground couple, but his head is turned towards them. He seems to be watching them. What draws attention in Cole's picture are primarily the outfits of the foreground couple. Their clothes seem to form a meticulously thought-out, color-coordinated whole. The intense, saturated violet contrasts starkly with the grayness of the sidewalk and the surrounding buildings. The couple's outfits also differ significantly from the more conservative, toned-down clothes of the most of the people in the background. They are unique, expressing individuality and creativity. Cole's photograph shows an ordinary moment of joy and intimacy, two black people simply walking down a street in America. The picture documents the everyday life of a community whose portrayals at the time were dominated by activism and political events.